We also discussed the makor for kiddushei bia. Now we want to know, how do you know that a woman is niskadeshes bishtar? The Seder Psukim, that's why the Rishonim explained we went through bia before star. Even though we say in the Mishnah Ketzer star bia, the Ritva points it out here, other Rishonim as well, because we had the pasuk kiyikach ishisha. We use kiyikach for kesef, we use uba'ala for bia, so that's why they went together, and now we want to know star. Sakta gemar v'dinhu. We learn that from a kavachomer. Uma kesef she'ein motzi machnis shtar she'motzi ein odin she'machnis. Kesef doesn't work for gerushin, and yet kesef works for kedushin. Shtar, which works for being motzi isha for gerushin, that's the halacha of a get. Get works midin shtar. That's what's kona for the woman to be kona as atzma. So en odin shemachnis kavachomer that shtar should work to create the kinyan, the kiddushin itself. Rishonim point out, Ritva points out that the inyan of motzi, that's easier because it's a kocha de hetera, whereas to be to the contrary, what does he say? The koach of to be motzi, that's harder. Motzi is koach de teva stronger, he says. So if it's motzi, it should certainly have the koach to be machnis. That's to create the iser. That's how the drug points out the nature of the kavachomer. Lashon HaRitva, read it. Kolomer. So, if shtar works to be motzi with the koch de hetero lahatir ha'iser, en odin shemachnis v'yeser hamuter. So, in other words, it's certainly going to work to be creating the iser. The havadai koch de hetero adif. Like the Gemara says many times in terms of psak halacha, koch de hetero adif. It takes greater koach being a beitz other places. But here he's using it in a different sense than maybe it's used elsewhere, that the kocha de teira is a stronger koach. And if it can work for that, it can certainly work to be asering. Okay, that's the kavachomer. Says the Gemara, it's not a good kavachomer, because I'll tell you something unique to kesef, and why kesef works for kedushin, even though it's not going to be motzi. But malu kesef, shekein podin bo hegdesh umaser sheni. Kesef works for pidyon. For pidyon hegdish, pidyon ma'aser sheni, psukim at the end of parshas Bechukosai, that you give kesef, and through that there's a pidyon, a chil ha-kedusha, from the hegdish, from the ma'aser sheni. So there's halachas, but the bailam yemosef ha-chomesh, but al kol panim there's a din that kesef is podeh. So again, the Ritva goes l'shitas, so this is also a kocha de-hetera. It's taking off the kedusha. So therefore, the same way that the kesef has its own chumra in terms of being po de hegdish, so that's why you can also create the din of kedushin. Tomar shtar she'ein po din bo hegdish in ma'aser sheni, but shtar does not work to affect a chalos of pidyon hegdish in ma'aser sheni. The chsiv nasan a kesef v'kom go. Tosus in Shabbos points out chavches. There's no pasuk with these words exactly. The more quotes often this quote-unquote pasuk. It's really a combination of a few different words that are used in parshas Bechukosai. The Gemara just created the impression of a pasuk, but the idea is that the pasukim tell us that he has to pay kesef, and he'll end up creating the pidyon through that. So v'nasana kesef v'kamgo, that you need kesef, and shtar cannot create the pidyon. So therefore, maybe that's where kesef can work for kedushin. So this is not a good kavachomer. So the Gemara says, "Amakra." So what's the source of kedusha shtar works? The yatsa v'haisa, makish havayi liyitzia. We have a hekish in the psukim, in the parish of Gerishin. It writes that the yatsa mibeso, the case of a woman who's megureshes, v'holcha v'haisa lishacher. And then it goes on in the Torah telling you that she can marry somebody else. It goes on to tell us the Isra of Masi Grusha. So meanwhile, we have here a hekish that the Gemara uses quite often, the Yatsa V'Haisa, Makish HaVayilit. See how many halachas are derived, one from the other. So what is the Hekesh going to tell us? Ma yitzia bishtar, afavayna bishtar. Ein mishivin al Hekesh. In other words, the Pasuk is telling us that we equate one with the other, so if we know that shtar works for gerushin, we can therefore learn out shtar works for kiddushin. And this is the maskana. This is the maskana, how we know kiddush is shtar by kiddushin is because of havayi litzia. Okay, what exactly does it mean in the pircha of malu kesef shekein podim bo hegdish and so on, tomar b'shtar that ain't podim bo hegdish? What type of shtar are we dealing with? What is the pshat of the gemara? Rashi says, shtar she'en podim bo hegdeshos im kasav ligizbar shtar al ma'os pidyon hegdish. If the person writes to the gizbar, the representative of hegdish, a shtar on the money for pidyon hegdish, ein hegdesho padui, the hegdish does not get redeemed with this shtar that the person wrote. The be'inan v'nasana kesef v'kamlo. It has to be with kesef. So what exactly does Rashi mean? What type of a transaction are we discussing? Now, the Rashba learns Pshat and Rashi a certain way. It's important to notice what the Rashba quoted from the words of Rashi, because the way that Rashi has it here could be it lends itself to a different interpretation, as we'll see eventually, that the Machna learns Pshat and Rashi. The way the Rashba quotes Rashi, take a look. Perish Rashi, im kasav shtar al ma'os. Okay, so it doesn't say im al ma'os pidyon hegdish. It's significant. I mean, the pidyon hegdish sort of throws us off. The Rashba had in Rashi that the person wrote a shtar al ma'os. In other words, it's like an IOU. He's pledging money, and the shtar is attesting to his commitment that he's going to pay a certain amount of money. So that is not going to work if you give it to the gizbar as creating the pidyon. In other words, it's interesting. It's not so much the kinyan of shtar really. The issue would be the shtar would be working midin what? Midin kesef. But we said that's not good enough kesef. It's a nasana kesef a kamo. You can't give a shtar an IOU. You have to give kesef. And yet that would be the pirch of the Gemara. That what? That kesef has a koach that shtar doesn't have, because kesef works for pidyon and shtar doesn't. And what type of shtar? Strings. The shtar that would be conceivably a type of kesef, but fails the test of kesef. And that's called a chesaron and kinyan shtar. Very strange how the Rashba could have learned this pshat and Rashi. It's not really the shtar that we're discussing. We're discussing Kenyan shtar. This would not even be the yisod of Kenyan shtar. Yet somehow there's enough to ask a pircha that kesef has greater koach than shtar. This has to be discussed separate from everything else. Exactly what would be the pshat and the gemara's pircha. But what exactly is the assumption that is implicit in this pshat that the Rashba is attributing to Rashi? That the Gemara is discussing a case where the person wrote a schaibus. He pledges money and he wants the shtar that attests to this schaibus to serve as the vehicle for the pidyon. And that's what we learn out, but it doesn't work. Now, what does the Rashba do? The Rashba asks on Rashi, and again, this is a very major sugya, but because it's mamish alatar, it's right here, we have to learn it up a little bit. It's a very broad topic. So what does the Rashba bring here? The Rashba asks the following. The Eina Mechuvar. He doesn't like this pshat of Rashi. Why? The Kehai Gavna Afil B'Isha Eina Mekudeshes. Rashba says that if you have a case like that, it wouldn't work for Kedushin either. And he goes on to say, the Iru HaOmer L'Isha Re'at Mekudeshes Li B'Maneh So before we go on, what exactly is the Rashba asking? Before we get to the details of the case of Kedushin, the Rashba is asking, "Hi, Gavna, feel beishin mekudeshes." Okay, so fine. So what's wrong? What's wrong? And it's mashma otherwise. It's mashma that this would work by Kedushin. Where does the Rashba see anywhere in the Gemara that it would work by Kedushin? That he can ask in Rashi, but it's not going to work by Kedushin. And the Gemara is just asking a pircha that it work that kesef works for pidyon and star kahai gab. In this case, the star doesn't work for pidyon, and for kedushin the Gemara is not discussing. So what's the point of the kasha? It's not clear in the Rashi, but what was he asking? Yeah, Avram. Correct. Yeah, but the Shtar Kedushin, remember, the Shtar Kedushin that we're trying to prove is a case that the Baal writes Harayat Mekudeshesli in the Shtar, which we want to learn out that should work. We want to use a Kavah Chomer. That Shtar works for Gerushin, and it should certainly work for Kedushin. And now we have a because Kesef doesn't work for Gerushin, it works for Kedushin. And now we have a Pirch on that Ma L'Kesef Shekin Podimbo. Mashenkit Shtar's Ein Podim Bo Hegdish. What is the case? The case is a Shtar Hischaivus. And fact the Rashba, yeah, but that would not work for Kedushin either. No, okay, fine. So what's the Kash exactly? It's not clear. Yeah, okay, but what's the problem? Where is it Mashpin the Gemara that this very case would work by Kedushin? That's what I'm wondering. The Ksos, there's a lot of... The Ksos deals with the issues of the Rashba here very much. We'll get to various points in the Ksos, but just this much I got from the Ksos, how he asked the Kasha, could be that's what the Rashba meant as well. What are you going to say, Noam?
That, why does Gemara have to breathe
In other words, the Gemara should have asked the Pircha in a different way. Good. This is what the Ksos says. What the Rashba means is, had it been that by Kedushin, what should the Gemara say? Malu kesef shekein podim bo hegdish shemaisa sheni and kedushin. Throw that in. Masha enkein star, which doesn't work for pidyon hegdish maisa sheni and kedushin, meaning the star that we're discussing. It's mashma that what we're discussing in the pircha would work by kedushin, because if it wouldn't, then the Gemara should have put that into the hopper as part of the Pircha.
We don't have Shtar yet by Kedushin, that's the whole point.
No, I understand, but obviously, for whatever reason, we're using this as a Pircha to learn out from Kesef the Shtar, the classic Shtar, the Shtar, the normal Shtar, the Kenyan Shtar of Kedushin. Whatever reason, you know, we're using this case of Shtar, however you explain why that is a Pircha, the Chefs of the Shtar, or maybe because somehow Shtaros have this common... Whatever it is, it's some common idea. So it's enough to ask a pircha from the case of a shtar eschayus, even though the issue would be whether it works midin kesef. But if you tell me that this shtar case, which is really, again, the issue here would be mitzvah kesef, by pidyon, by kedushin, but if you'd say that it would work, I mean, if you say that it would not work, I should say, if it would not work by kedushin, the Gemara should have put that into the pircha. That's how the Ksos learns up the Kasha. Then I don't know if he quotes this for the Rashba, this particular point. He says, it's Mashma from the Gemara Kedushin Daf Hei, the Shtar Chov Havle Kimo Kesef, because he quotes the two lines of Gemara. And he says, "Mida amru tomar shtar she'ein pogdin hegdish ma'isa sheni mashma the lekedushin havelike kesef." Why? And also for kinyan karka as well. The imlokin havelike meimar. Gemara should have said, "Ma lekesef she'ein konin bo isha the karka." What do you have to talk about hegdish ma'isa sheni at all? In other words, just say. You know why you can't learn out a Kavah Chomer from Kesef to Shtar? Because Kesef has what Maila? Malu Kesef Shekein, Konin Bo, Hegdish V'Karka, Mashekin Shtar would not work for Kedushin, for Isha, for Karka. Shekein Bo, Isha V'Karka, Mashekin Shtar. Which Shtar doesn't work for Isha V'Karka? The Shtar of an IOU, Shtar is Chayvus. Umashma, the Gam B'Shtar Didei, Konin Bo. Elash, the only thing you can't use this shtar for is Hegdish Maisa Sheni. That could be what the Rashba meant to ask. You know, it's mashma that it would work for Kedushin. It just will not work specifically by the Indian called Pidyon Hegdish. A shtar is chayvus is not good enough for Nasan HaKesef to come low. For that halacha, that it should count as kesef for the din of pidyon hegdish, that it won't work. But for karka, it will work, and for a kedushin, it will work. No, fact the Rashba, if what we're talking about is a case of shtaris chayvus, so the Rashba says it wouldn't work for hegdish for kedushin either, and it's mashma from the Rashba, we can see from other Rashbas, it won't work not only for kedushin, it won't work anywhere. It won't work for king and karka either. In other words, you can't use a shtaris chayvus to create a transaction of kinyan kesef. Not by kedushin, not by anywhere. And that's his problem on Rashi's pshat. Okay, that's, now we have to know why not. That Rashi is going to start laying out his case against Rashi, what he learns pshat and Rashi. Okay, so that would be the deal that the Rashi had. It's mashma the Gemara that for kedushin would work. For kinyan karka would work. It's just that it won't work for pidyon. But according to Rashi's pshat, that what does it mean? What does it mean? She'ein podim b'otom b'shtar v'shchayvus, an IOU. So that would not work even for kedushin either. Why not? So now we have to see what the Rashi's case is. What does the Rashi know that this will not work for kedushin? Avram.
But why does he have to give that deal? I mean, the whole Gemara is trying to give a
Kalachomer
on
a star
that says that it works by
Kiddushin
to go out.
But let's remember, from the perspective of being a Pircha on the Limud, from Kiddushi Kesef to Kiddushi Star, Kesef is going to work. And Star works even Lahotzi. As Gerishin, and Kesef doesn't, so certainly Shtar should work the Hachnis. But from that perspective, the Gemara could zero in on the Pircha and say, but no, Kesef has something that Shtar doesn't have. What is it? That Kesef works for Kedushe Isha and Kinyan Karka. And Shtar, which case is Shtar? The Shtar of an. Of
it would have to be, it can't be talking about a case that shows, because we're trying to.
If the Pircha was from a Shtaris Chayvus, and that's what Rashi says, that's how he learns Rashi. If the Pircha that you can't learn out to a Shtar that he says, Harei an Mekudeshesli, the Pircha is because Kesef has something over Shtar. And the case of Shtar that we're asking from is a case of Shtaris Chayvus. But you write money, I owe in this star, I owe you money. And if that were not going to work by Kedushin in any Midin Kesef, if that would not work Midin Kesef, then that could be the Pircha. That could also be the Pircha of the Gemara. The Gemara could say, Mal Kesef, Shekin konim bo karka, meaning, and star not. Which star not? Which star? An IOU star wouldn't work for kinyan karka. And so too, kidu isha. Kesef, it works for isha, but an IOU star, chavis, doesn't work for isha. And that could be the pircha, and therefore you can't learn out the star of harayat mikudeshesli. But must be, therefore, that Rashi must be assuming that why we're jumping to pidyon hegdish to ask the pircha. Because this case would also work by Isha. Midin Kedusha Kesef. Again. And therefore, a Pircha you couldn't ask from the case of a Shtar which serves as Kesef. And therefore, the only case of Shtar that serves as Kesef that you can make a Pircha off of is the fact that you can't use an IOU Shtar for Pidyon Hegdish. Again, what kind of a Pircha it is from a case that would work Midin Kesef to Shtar is a riddle. We don't understand that Bechal. That's very strange. How could anyone imagine such a pshat? That wasn't the Rashba's kasha. The Rashba's kasha was, it's mashba from Rashi that it would work for Kedushin, but the way Rashi learned pshat in the case of Shtar, that would not work for Kedushin either, as he begins to demonstrate. That's how the Ksos learns up the Raya of the Rashba. Okay, again, I think what's bothering you is it's a different type of Shtar, which is bothering me too. But given that, if you swallow that, anyway, that's a strange pircha, but the fact remains, if that case, whatever the case that Rashi constructed, would not work for Kedushin, end of the day, it will not be Kesef. and it won't work to buy karka. You have to give kesef. You can't give an IOU. So then, that could have been the gemara. What happened might have been pidyon hekdesh. Elamai, for kedushin it works. For kinyan karka it works. Where doesn't it work specifically, v'nasan kesef v'kamla? Says the Rashba, but it's not correct. Because it can't work for kedushin either. Okay, so that's simply where the Rashba is coming from. Now, what exactly is this proof? Zok the Rashba, I have a raya because of the following. V'kihai gavna fil be'isha eina mikudeshes. De'ilu ha'omer le'isha ha'reyat mikudeshes li b'maneh. So he announces to her, I want to mekadesh you with this money, amount of money. U'mechayv ani atzmi loch b'shtar. But also money, and I'm making an obligation for that in a shtar. That means to say that there's going to be a shtar that's attesting to this obligation, to this commitment that I have to give you a money. So what is it that you're going to have in the shtar? A right to collect that money. In the Mekudeshes. So what do I give her now? Meanwhile, a shtar that serves as a basis for her to collect the money that I pledged. And says the Rashba, would that create kedushin? Absolutely not. Why? The money inkan, ushtar inkan. Sharei eno mekadsha b'shtar el b'mana. He's not mekadsha with the shtar, he's mekadsha with the mana. Umana einenu kan. The mana is not here. He didn't give her the mana now. He gave her only the shtar, which is a schus about getting that mana. Ubeinan kikach ish, kaloma bekesef. And you need kikachish, which is bekesef, and this doesn't qualify as kesef when he only gave her a shtar about a chiyuv of a mana. We have to look at this more carefully, but just where's the Rashba coming from? We'll soon see the Lashna Rashba Davches. But the Rashba is working off a Gemara Davches, which again we have to learn from Komo more Be'iun. The Gemara Davches and Aleph Antaches and the Beis has the case, which states the following words of the Gemara last on Chesamid Aleph, Am Rabbam Rav Nachman, Am Alois Kad Shri Ben Mane, V'hiniach Ramashkin Aleha. So the case the Gemara has is that he says to the woman, his Kad Shri Ben Mane, and he gave her a mashkin, a collateral. Einam Mekudesha. So what does she get meanwhile? She got a mashkin on the mana that he's obligated himself verbally. So the Gemara says, why not? Mana inkan mashkin inkan. So there's a very important machlokas Rishonim, how to understand these words of the Gemara. The Rashba is learning one way, and based on his pshat in the Gemara, he has his kasha and Rashi. So we just speak out just very, very simply, basically, the two mahalchim in the sugya. We'll see more of the Rashba and Davches in a minute. But there's two ways to learn this line of Gemara. The words are mana inkan mashkin inkan. The way the Rashba learns the Gemara is saying a very important yisod. Again, we'll have to see the details in a minute. That you have, clearly you've been mechuyev. There is a chiyuv that's been created of a mana. When she takes the mashkin, so somehow that created a kinyan. And you owe the mana. Nevertheless, she's not mekudeshes, if she only got the mashkin. And that's what the Rashba is going to say, same thing by shtar, and we'll see it on Davches, mana inkan, shtar inkan. Mana inkan meaning you didn't give her the money. And therefore there's a problem here because it's not called kiyikach. That's where the Rashba is coming from in asking a Rashi. But there's another pshat in the Gemara, completely different pshat. And if Rashi were to learn this way, then this is really not a problem, this sugya. And that is the pshat that we should bring from the Ravid. The Rush brings two pshatim. One is like the Yesh Mefarshim is like the Ravid, and the Rush has his own pshat, which is more like the Rashba. The other mahalach is, what the Gemara means is pashut. You cannot become obligated to give a mana just because you said you're going to give a mana. What has to happen? What do you have to do in order to become obligated? Just because I say I'm chayv you to give you a mana, so what? What needs to happen? The kinyan. So what's the kinyan? What made me chayiv to give you a mana? Because I said so? So what? So what if we did a kinyan suder for muscle, that would be obviously, that would make me obligated. I'm chayiv myself, and Adam C, whatever, and they can testify that they did a kinyan, I'm chayiv. what happened over here? I said, I'm chayv you, I'm chayv to give you mana, or I'm kaddish to be mana. Yeah, but what happens? You took a maskin, so that's a kinyan on this. You cannot, maskin is only valid type of a collateral if there's a pre-existing what? Pre-existing chiv. Then the mashkin now is a strength that the person who has the claim already has now a mashkin on that claim. But if I want to create the schayvus to begin with, I can't do that by giving you a mashkin. So according to those Rishonim, the Raivit, for example, mana enkan, mashkin enkan is very simple. Mana enkan, in other words, if you haven't yet mechayv yourself in the $100, then the mashkin is simply worthless. There's no mashkin here to speak of. Lo yitzuyer, hypothetically, if there would have been a chiyuv, and then I would give you a mashkin on that which I owe you, or a star, conceivably, if I learn pshat in the Gemara, that the Gemara means because there was no prior chiyuv, but if there would be a prior chiyuv, then conceivably there could be a valid kedusha kesef by the fact that I gave you the mashkin or the star. And this gives room for Rashi to understand that you can have a kedushin in a case like this. And in fact, halacha lemaisa, that is in fact the big machlokes had a paskin based on the two shitas in the Gemara. Lashon HaShulchan Aruch Simen Chaf Tes Sif Vav Amar Lo Hizkachi B'dinar V'nasa L'mashkin Ad She'itin HaDinar Enem B'kudeshes. That's how Mechab paskins, but then the Nosekelim bring a whole debate about this. And then the Ramah says the Koshekein in Masan La Shtar Al HaDinar De Lo Avikedushin. This is based on who? On the Rashba. So there's a long draw here, and he says that's because it's really Tali in the Machokis in the Gemara what it means Mana Enka Mashkin Enka Zutai Machokis Saposkim. According to the Ramban and the Rashba in the Mekudesh, according to the Ravid, then maybe yes, because all the Gemara meant was that you couldn't have a Chiyuv take place through giving a Mashkin. But if you have a Chiyuv already, so if I give you the Mashkin, so we'll have to see more specifically. The Rashba's Kasha on Rashi is working off of his interpretation. What we know right now is this. The Rashba's interpretation of that line of Gemara. And we'll soon see the Rashba's words in the Gemara. Mana Einkan, Mashkin Einkan means if he didn't give her the mana, then you can't have Kiddushin by giving her the Mashkin. Not that there isn't a Chiyuv that has been created. Not that she hasn't gained a schus to collect from me when I give her the mashkin or the shtar. But it's not called ki'ikach. And that's his kasha and Rashi. Okay, we'll have to see more about this. But were I to learn pshat, mana enkan, mashkin enkan means that you can't get off the ground to create a mashkin on a chov that has not yet been established with a kinyan that I owe you, then it's a whole different reading of the Gemara, then the Rashba would have no kash. Okay, that's all we need to know at this point. Good? Now, the Rashba goes on. These parentheses, I don't know what to do with. I'm just going to skip them. He goes on. So, he says, ugedetnan b'vcholos. Now, he has another raya that you couldn't have such a case worked by kedushei kesef. And therefore, again, that shows that Rashi's Peshat is not correct, at least the way he learned Peshat and Rashi. What does it say in Mishnah Becholos? Gabi Pinyin Aben, when my sinner perak, reish perak, and also say Isheng Subas. Kasav l'koyen, shulchayet lo heisloyen. What happens if a person who has to Pinyin Aben on his son, chamisha sloyen, he writes a shtar eschayvus, an IOU, to the Kohen on the chamisha sloyen? So by doing that, he has to obviously pay him what he writes in the shtar that he owes him. But even when he gives it to him later, it's not going to be a pidyon. Midrabanan, Kedei shelo yomu podim b'shtaris. The Chachamim said that even when you give the money later, it's still not going to work with it. It's going to look too much like you can do pidyon haben with shtaris, which is not good. Where would it work, midoraisa, when? When? When he gave it. It's up to Rash. But the Alma, afilu dvar Torah in a padri achshav, el kshayiteh. In other words, what it says over there in the Mishnah is, chayev liten lo, and when you give it, it still won't count, midrabanan. Midoraisa, it will count as pidyon. When will it count as pidyon? When you paid what the shtar says, that you would b'chayev yourself in the shtar. But before you give, the chamish yisroyim, what did you give in the meantime? You gave the shtar that says I owe you. That would not even be pidyon midoraisa. Okay, everyone clear? What's going on? Again, he wrote to the Kohen, I'm chayev you chamish yisroyim. He gives the Kohen the document. Then he pays chamish yisroyim. Says the Mishnah, when he gives the chamish yisroyim, midrabanan, it's not going to work because it looks, the perception is like podim b'shtaris, because he only paid it subsequent to his giving a shtar, and therefore they said it's got to be clean without any impression that it looks like it had to do with the shtar, which is no good for pidyon haben. So therefore what? Therefore you have to give another chamish yisroyim. Midaraisa, it would be a good pidyon when you give the chamish yisroyim later. But midaraisa would only be a pidyon when you give the five shtarim. What about when you gave the shtar? That would not work. So what does the Rashba see here? The Alma, afilu dvar Torah ena padui achshav el kshayiten. The hachi nami, and that would be a raya to our case as well by Kedusha. What's his raya? Ena mekudeshes ad kshayiten. Vahi shayta bekesem is kadeshes lo b'shtar. So what would be if you have the IOU? So then, you know, then you're going to give the money. So then it's the Kedusha is later. Therefore, the Rashba goes and says a new pshat in the Gemara. This raya of the Rashba requires some investigation. What's the Rashba's raya from the case of pidyon haben? What's something that shouldn't sit well with you guys? Yeah. What is?
Midoraisa, when you give the money, yes, later, would the shtar work for
it? It's not that the not the shtar working. No, that's the point.
We're
it's not the shtar.
The
same exactly. Yeah, of course. That's what he says. The same way. Midoraisa, when you give the money to the Kohen later, so b'no padui midoraisa, midrabanan, they said no. So too, if you say, you give the woman a shtar that says I owe you, and then you give her the money, so the kesef later will be the kesef. But clearly the shtar that you gave her, the shtar of Schaivis, would not create Kedushin as Kedushin kesef. What's this raya? The same way that the shtar by pidyon haben, when you gave it to the Kohen, it would not create pidyon midoraisa then either. That which midoraisa, this pidyon, is only when you give the money, not when you give the shtar. That's the Rashba's raya. But what is strange about the example that he brings? Seemingly, in the case of pidyon haben, it should be more obvious that when I give a shtar right now, on chamish yisroyim, that I cannot have pidyon right now. More obvious. Why? Ari. Why?
Because you're not chayiv for money specifically. There you're chayiv for chamish shtarim.
Oh, here you mechayiv yourself from scratch. And then you gave her a shtar that says I owe you five shtarim. Now maybe it's kesef. Maybe it's kedushin. So I have what to discuss. But what kind of right do you have over there? There, the chiyuv that you had existed. You're not adding anything when you write in the shtar chamish yisroyim, I'm mechayev Yisuf to the Kohen chamish yisroyim. What's new? In terms of your obligation to be poled of the child, there's a chiyuv chamish yisroyim on you regardless. So how can anyone think that should count for anything? This is not my kasha. Achronim asked this kasha. One of the classic sources is a Minchas Chinuch in Shin Sadi Beis by Pidyon Haben. He starts by discussing the case. Let's say he gave the Kohen a mashkin for the pidyon. So then he gets into the question of the different shitas in the Rishonim. What's the problem of mana enkan, mashkin enkan? Here there is, if the problem on Enkan Mashkin Enkan is because you don't have a chiyuv yet, but here you have a chiyuv, maybe that should be good enough. You gave him the, but according to the other shat in the Gemara, Man Enkan, that the Rashi was cut, then maybe it won't work. Get to that. But then he says, forget about those two shatim in the Gemara, Man Enkan. It anyway shouldn't work over here. He says, why? Because we separate from the Mashkin, you're Meshubit anyway. And yet, even though you so what does Mashkin do? There's a Shibut anyway. And you still need to give the money to the Kohen. Samkein ma mosif koach ha-Mashkin. It has to be something additional. Then he says, he brings this Rashba. He brings the Xos, who quotes the Rashba. The Xos brought the same Raya. The Xos over there in Kuf Tzadi, Sukkot Vav, brings this Raya from Pidyon HaBen. The Lama ain't been opadi kodim sheyitein. The Raya, that it's not considered that you gave Keset just because you gave the Shtaris Chayvus. Uvididi ain Raya Klal. Here's the point for us. The Sham, the Kone Ba'at Shtar, the Nosen Chiv Chadash Olav, Efsher, the Havi Kimo Keset Liknos. Avokan, the Belavachi Meshubit, anyway Meshubit, Mikol Makom, Gzeres HaKosuv, the Tzorach Litin Lekoen, Imkein Mam Mosif Koach Ashtar. So we have to figure out what the Rashba even had here as a raya to his Yisod. Now, you'll argue maybe there is a difference, right? There is a difference. Before you gave the Ayu to this Kohen, you owed money to who?
To any
Kohen, to Shevet HaKohuna. Now that you wrote to this Kohen, so you're pledging your Chamish Yisrael to this Kohen. There is a difference. Just don't know if the difference is enough to make a difference. You know, just there's a chiluf, but is that really enough to say, therefore that's considered, why I should consider it as kesef? We need to figure this out too. We'll get back to this. Let's go slow. What exactly is the problem in the Rashba in the case of giving an IOU, Shtar Chayvus, for Kedushin? Why did the Rashba feel that there's a riot in the case of Pidyon HaBen? That's where we are right now. Yeah, Ram.
I'm not sure what the halakha is, but once he has a kid, there's a
chiyuv
that's enacted
by the Torah.
Between like him and God, kind of.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But once he gives the star, it brings it to this world, and there's like a real
chiyuv
that, like, the
base
didn't, like, the
world. Yeah, but according to some shittas, he could even have a shibud nechasim even before. So there really is. There's a real shibud. Okay, so we have to figure this out. But let's go a couple more Rashbas. This is Rashba. The Rashba deals with this in a lot of places. We'll try to bring a picture here together. Let's see. Ari, yeah.
Did we explain how we're going there right now?
We're going. That's exactly where we're going. You should know there's another pshat in the Gemara, and then achara this kasha with Mika. What is the pshat that the Rashba has in the Gemara? So let's look at the Rashba Davches, the next source you have. Mana Enkan, Mashkin Enkan. That's the case that we just read from Davches. His kasha gave him mana, and he gave her mashkin. So how does the Rashba learn the Gemara? Kuloma. Mana shehu mekadsha bo eino kan, meaning he hasn't given her the mana. Umashkin sheiniach l'shibud ala mana eino shove kan kulam. Why? Shehu nasan l'gufo shehu mashkin l'kidushin. He didn't give the mashkin for kidushin. He didn't save him mekadeshki with this chefza, with this object that has value. He didn't say skadshili bit. The double Z. He gave her the mashkin as what? El l'shibud amana. Uba metis kaddish. Again, does the mashkin give her a schus? Yes or no? For the Rashba, did it give you a schus? Yes. Apparently, taking the mashkin gave you a schus to collect the money. But that's not good enough as far as Kiddushin is concerned. Continues the Rashba. Va'afilu amale. Amala, hareni chayev lach mana bekinyan. This katshili bo. So I want you to mechuyev mikudeshes with what? With the right that you have to collect what I'm mechayev myself to give you. In other words, you now have a claim over me that you didn't have before. Also in mekudesh, in kan mana ela milva. Because again, that's what you give her. You give her a claim. You gave her a milva. Velo kana. That's if I'm just mechayev myself with a kinyan. I make a kinyan suder, and I'm mechayev myself $100, and we do a kinyan, and I want to mekudesh you with that which now you have a right to collect from me $100. Can I mekadesh you with that schus that you now received through the kinyan that we made together, that I'm a chuyiv to give you $100? No. Go ahead.
So why is it any better? Why is there more?
No, it's another case. Because it's just, why is it better?
Sounds like you might have thought that even though Mashkan didn't want this would work.
We'll see. We'll soon get the other Rashba. I want the next afilu, though. Okay, I hear you're afilu. I want to get the next afilu. Vafilu kasav lashtar olav. I want to focus. I hear your first afilu said this. It should be explained. But I want to know the second afilu. Vafilu kasav lashtar olav. What is he saying now? On top of what I just said, which is, if I mechayev myself a mana to you, bikinyin, and want to mekadesh you with that, that's called mekadesh bewat be milve. So that's no good. But on top of that, he says, afilu kasav lashtar olav. What is a star that he writes? A star on that which that I mechayev myself to you. He writes a star, not a king. He writes a star. And he gives her the star. He gives her the star. What does the star say? I'm mechayev to give you $100. That's what it says. And she has the right to collect them against me $100. And the Mekudesh says, Ukemoshe kasavti lamara gavi maru kesav jikene baradesh is a mice. And here he references what he just said here in the sugya. When he asks, he jumps all over Rashi, or at least how he learned Rashi, and he says a case that Rashi seems to be constructing would not work by condition either. And he explains based on the idea mana inkan, star inkan, so in a mekacha bishtar ela bimana, ubi ina ki yikach ish, and that's the afilu that he has over here in the sugya mana inkan mashkan inkan. He says, if I'm mechayev myself the kinyan, no good. That's milveh. And then he says, even if I write a star in the mekudesh, the place after the mala. Now, what is the afilu, the second afilu? What is this adding on before? Apparently, this much seems to be implicit in the Rashba. If I'm mechayev myself the kinyan, that's less pasha. That's more pasha, I should say. It's more pasha that you're not mekudesh. That's not called kiyikach. It's not called kedusha kesef. But suppose I'm mechayev myself in a star to give you money, and I gave you the star, perhaps that would be considered enough to be called ki yikach to kiddush kesef. And that's what he says. No, I feel that doesn't work like I told you in daf hey. So what's the what does that mean? Apparently, this much we can probably already state. This apparently is so dear about what a star is. A star is not stam, a way that the person can show and prove to whoever, to Beis Din, that I should be able to collect. A star is an entry point. A star is ki'ilu, on some level, I'm holding on to that which the star says I'm entitled to. The star are the keys. The Gemara is a lashon nasa for the Arab. Rav Chaim says at the Abaye Chov that the star is in the star you have the Chov. The star says I have right to collect. It's like I'm holding that chof. I'm holding that money through the star. By giving the star to her that says that I owe you money, in some ways you gave her. In a certain way, you gave her something. That seems to be what the Rashba is flirting with. And nonetheless, it's not good enough. Why not? So what? How you magdir this problem here? It's not called ki'ikach, it's not good, but there is something here more than just a kinyan. Let's go to another Rashba. Yeah, Nach.
Isn't this how Rashi describes the case of Mashkon da'achirim?
That's a different sugya. Mashkin dachir, yeah, that's the sugya. There's two sugyas in Daf Ches. One is money income, mashkin income. The other one is kinyan Rav Yitzchak. It's two separate sugyas that converge together.
And you're yeah. saying the way that we're describing.
But you're quite right. You're quite right. I'm saying in shtar, you're saying in mashkin.
It's the same exact.
That same word, yeah. It, in the mashkin riktachoyf. That's the same
idea. But the problem is that in the Gemara, they say that it works.
Okay, so that mashkin can be different than shtar. That's the point. There's shtar and there's mashkin. See the...
That's the
Ramah in Siman Chav Tes, where the Mechaber Paskins, his Katshiri Bedina V'Nasal Mashkin in the Mekudeshes, says the Ramah, the Koshkein V'Nasal Ashtar L'Adina, the Lo Havi Kedushin. What's the Koshkein? The three levels. The Stames Chayvus with a Kinyan, then one tier above that would be a Chayvus with a Shtar, and then the third level, the biggest chiddush, is a chayvus with a mashkin.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what's going on over there, so I can't.
No, I'm just quoting you the Rambam. The case that he tells her, his kachi bedina and gave her a mashkin, ain't a mekudesh.
What kind of mashkin?
On that which I'm telling you, that I'm giving you a dina, I gave you a mashkin for that. Like the case of the Gemara. No, that's his own. That's his own.
That's what I'm saying. So in the Gemara, in the Gemara, Rashi describes mashkin da'aterim, that when I give her mashkin
I'm giving her
the chul that's
attached to. Let's talk about shtar dachirim now. Let's talk about shtar dachirim. That's the sugya later. That's the Rashman Memzayin. The sugya later Memzayin discusses Mekadesh Ben Milvah, and in that sugya comes up, the Gemara has the following ukimta of a machokes tanoim could be Mekadesh Ben Mil b'shtar chov dachirim. I have a shtar that says Reuben owes me money. I give that shtar to a woman. B'toras kedusha kesef. So the Gemara wants to say that there could be a question whether that could create kedusha. What did I give her? I gave her a shtar that I have the ability to collect money from someone else with the shtar. The issue in the Gemara seems to be, how do you transfer a shtar? You need to have the right mechanism of kinyan, and therefore, if you don't have the right mechanism, then nothing happens. You have to know how are shtaros transferred. You need a method. That's the sugya of osios, niknos, b'mesira, or b'ksiva b'mesira. What exactly do you need? You have to write another star on top of this star. So that's the sugya memzayin. Whether it can work would seem to depend on whether simply handing over the star that says Reuben owes me money to somebody else is enough that person gets the ability to collect the money from Reuben. Or do you need some other way in order for the person to be zoche in the shtar? Because otherwise, how they call it the shtar? Just by mesira, maybe not enough. That's the sugya. But in theory, to the extent that I have the ability to transfer the title of this shtar that I have against Reuven to the isha, it seems clear in the sugya that I can mekadesh the woman b'toras kedusha kesef by giving her the shtarchov. And that's what the Rashba discusses on Emzai. How does that work? What makes that better than some of these other cases, like Mekadesh Mimova? What makes it better than the case of Mana Inkan, Mashkin Inkan? You talked about Mashkin Dachirim, that's Sugi Dachas and Beis. But I'm talking about Shtar Chov Dachirim. To the extent that I have the ability, through handing it to her or to anybody, that they should now get title of the Shtar, that can be viewed as giving kesef. How does that work? And why is that better than these other cases? That's the Rashba Memzai. Says the Rashba the following. Afagat the hinitna lotsa itzal acherim. In other words, what does it mean? Milva lotsa, it means that I can... It can be used to spend, to use for... It's only a right to collect money from someone else. And they've spent their money, so now I have to collect new money. So how is it that I'm giving her anything right now? The money I gave the person has been spent. Reuben spent the money I lent him. Now I have a shtar to collect. Now I'm giving the shtar to the isha. So how am I giving her kesef? Mikol makom. Kaven shu motzi hashibud merishuso. The shibud is that which I have the lien on her, on the person, I should say, Reuben. Umachniso merishuso. I'm taking that koach to collect, the shibud that I have over the loven, that the shtar is giving me the right to collect from Reuven, and I'm giving it to her, it's leaving my rishus, it's entering her rishus. What if she received? She's received the shtar chov, assuming that the method was correct for kinyanin. Havale kenosin pruta miyad aliyad. So that should work. That means I gave her kesef. Now, why is it different than various other cases? So, for example, lo dami l'milva she'ima. This is mekadesh b'milva. Let's say she owes me money because I lent her money. And I say, that money I gave you, that you owe me, I'm mekadesh you with that. What's the din? Mekadesh b'milva? No, doesn't work. That's not called agimig or kesef. Why? What's that? Why is that worse? The us, am I losing out as a result? I had a right to collect money, but now I'm forfeiting the right to collect money, right? But has she gotten anything new? The money I lent her, she got it in. What's happening now? Am I transferring new money into her domain? Am I? No. Says the Rashi, us eino machlis l'rishus adav mechudash. Sheshibuda biyada haisa. It was already there. So it's not entering into her, it's just anything new. And what about this? Mekadsha bin mana, this is our case. A similar to our case. We'll get to our case, but start. Mekadsha bin mana bin yecha mashkin alav. Lo dummy. What happened there? I mekadesh her with money, and meanwhile I gave her a mashkin, not the money. So why isn't that kedushin? Again, is there a chiyuv that she's received? Is there a yeshiva that she's gotten from me when I give her the mashkin? Yes. The Rashba holds the mashkin created the basis for her to collect the money. But why isn't there a kedushin? Says the Rashba, important words. The hasam nami, did she get something there? Did she get something she didn't have before? When I gave her the mashkin, what did she gain? The right to collect the mana. She got something new that wasn't before. Here he has a few again. Even if it was bistar, what's missing over here? She got something new, but what didn't happen? It didn't leave his rishus. It's still by him in some way. There's still some connection to him. Namely, if I give shtar chov da'acherim over to her, so she's gotten something new, and I don't have anything left. What she's gotten is no longer by me. I can't go to Reuven anymore and collect. She can go to Reuven and collect. As long as the kinyan was, where the transaction took place through the Mesiras Hashtar, and now she has the Shibud over Reuven, so she's gotten something she didn't have before, and it's no longer by me, it's left Marishas. The Kaddish bin Milve, I no longer have the claim of the Milve, but she hasn't gotten anything she didn't have before. The money was already given to her as a loan before, she doesn't have to pay it back, but that's not cool, she got something new. If I give her, I pledge a money with a star, and I give her the star, I give her the maskin. She got something new. She got that which she has new is completed by her, or it's still holding by me. What she has is still shaykh to me. It's still connected in some way to me. Rishonim use a lashon tagida gabei. Still connected to me in some way. Also no good. So that's also failing the test of kinyan kesef. So to zero in on our issue. So what is the problem according to the Rashba with giving a shtar chayvus for kedusha? It didn't leave my rishus. Did she get something? Yeah. Yes. But what she got is something that's still holding on to me. She has that money through the shtar, but where's the money still? Has it definitively left me? Hasn't left my rishus yet. The shtar does speak to the money that it represents the koach to collect from, and the mashkin certainly does. But it's still holding on to me. That's not good enough for kinyan kesef. One more twist, one more hoop to make the picture fuller, and I think you'll appreciate it even better. But one more rasp we have to do. Yeah?
If
if you write a shtar, it's chaybos for specific money.
Yeah.
Would that be being motzim yirshuso? Because that's not saying that I owe you money. That's saying because nothing's being motzim by his rishus because he's not nothing's leaving his rishus.
That's right.
If you're writing a shtar, it's chaybos saying that money in that corner over there, that's going to be the money which is mine, and I'm giving it to you.
But all she has is a koch to collect it.
But it
doesn't matter where the physical money is. It doesn't matter where the physical money is. It's it was the Reuven's the shtar chov d'achirim. She has a koach to collect the money from Reuven. The money is still by Reuven, but it's not by me. The extent that it's by me is because I still have, the rights technically through the shtar. But shtar is by her now. I gave her the shtar, which gives her the right to collect the shibut from Reuven. That means I gave her money right now. If I'm giving a shtar on money, but I haven't given the money yet, then she got something through the shtar, but it's still connected to me. That means I haven't been motzi mirishus yet. She's gained something, but it hasn't left my rishus completely. And that's not good enough for Kesef Kinyan. Let's look at one more Rashba. It's fascinating here, because the Rashba in all these different places keeps coming back to this point. A Gemara Tezayin Amar Aleph. This is the Sugya Eved Ivri. So the Gemara brings a brisa that talks about how Eved Ivri is Yotzer Cheirus. The Mishnah talks about different methods. And there's a brisa that adds a method not mentioned in the Mishnah, and adds shtar. The Gemara quotes Tana, middle of Tezayin Amar Aleph, Kones Atzmo B'Kesef U'B'Shev Kesef U'B'Shtar. Okay. So the Gemara wants to know pshat in this line of the brisa, B'Shtar. This word. An Eved Ivri is Kona Atzmo, how? The Kesef? Shava Kesef? Ubishtar. What is this Kesef? I understand the Kesef Iknaso, Shava Kesef, I have a limud for. What is the case of Shtar that's being discussed in the Brice? An Eved Ivri, Kona Atzmo, Bishtar. What's the case? Now, we know at the end of the day it's going to mean what? Shtar Shichru. And we're going to get there. But before we get to that shot of the Brice, the Gemara entertains another possibility. What does it mean? And that's what we're going to focus on one line of that Gemara's Havamina. I Reima, should you say it means the Kasev Re Shtar Adome. What's this case? That the Eved has worked now so far 4 years. It's 2 more years to go till Shesh. So what does he do? He writes a Shtar to the Adon on the value of whatever is left in the 6 years. He writes, the Adon has the right to 2 more years of labor. So maybe shtar means, and what does the Eved do? He writes a shtar, gives to the Adon, which is shtar hischaibus, an IOU for whatever is left. Says the Gemara, hainu kesef. That's kesef. So kesef works, so does shtar hischaibus work. So the Gemara goes on, it has to mean shichur and so on. In fact, the Rashba, everybody should be jumping out of your seats right now. So what do you see in this Gemara? That shtar adame, hainu kesef. And what does the Rashba seem to be so convinced about? That a shtar eschaivus cannot work for kinyan kesef, not by kedushin, and apparently not anywhere. So how can anyone have this line, hainu kesef? Who asks this kasha? None other than who? The Rashba. So the first part of the Rashba we don't have to read is the case is that the Adon was Misratza. He proves from another Gemara that the Shtar was written with the consent of the Adon, the Seder. Good. Umiyo akati koshali. So 4 lines down in the Rashba here. My koma hainu kesef. How can the Gemara say that when the Eved gives an IOU a Shtar Eschaibus to the Adon hainu kesef, the Imkain, if that is true, what would that suggest? Imkain, hamakadish bekesef. So we know kesef is a method for kedushin. In mekadesh bekesef, the kesef was shtar alav. So instead of giving the pruta or the ring or whatever, he writes a shtar that I owe you X amount of money, and he gives a shtar to the isha tein mekudeshes because the garden of the gemara the shtar the kesef alei hanu kesef. And how could that be? I've told you several times already that it cannot be, right? That's not Kiyikaf, that's not Kiyikaf Kesef, that's not Kinyan Kesef. Everyone hear the kasha. Yeah, everybody, absolutely, ishul nedar, everybody hears the kasha. Positively? Yeah? They said again or it's clear? Want a Gemara? Clear, positive? The Gemara says that the Eved writes a shtar to the master for whatever his money is left, whatever labor is left, hainu kesef. Says the Rashba, so it sounds like if you give an isha an IOU, shtar is chayvus, that's kesef. And again, we've said many times it's not true. Zok the Rashba because of the following, yesh lomer. The hashta u dekamin an hachi. We're saying this in this point in the Gemara. Mishum. Now let me preface this by going a few more lines in the Gemara, and then you'll understand what Rashi was about to say. Go back in the Gemara Kazai. So Gemara says, okay, hano kesef. Ella, so what does it mean, shtar? What is shtar? So you'll know, what does shtar mean? Shtar shechur. In fact, the Gemara, shtar shechur means the adon has to write a shtar shechur to free his eved ivri. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean, shtar shechur? Let the adon just be mochel, whatever is left for the eved to work from him. We just say in the presence of two edim, so you can establish that that there was a mechila here, in front of Bezin, in front of edim. Goodbye, I'm mechel. What do you need a star? What does he need for a star? He should be mechel. I have a right to collect labor for 2 more years, so I'm mechel. What do you need a star for? And for the Gemara, my rabbi is also meris eved ivri gufo kanui. But Rav Shemachal Girono and Girono Machal. Let's take one pshat of the Gemara. The Pashup pshat has many learn. Evet ibi gufo kanui means it's not just a that the Adon has rights to the labor of the Evet. He has a kinyan the gufa Evet. He owns in some way the gufa Evet. Not like Evet Kanani exactly, but he has a gufa. He owns the gufa Evet for the work. So mechila can only work on if you owe me something. Not if be'en, you owe me something. It's not the end yet. I have a claim over you. For X amount of money, I can mechel that. But if it's already here, I can't transfer something that I own with mechila. In order to transfer something I own, what do you need? Darchei HaKinyan. So if the Eved, if I have a kinyan, the gufa Eved, not just in the work that he's going to produce, but I have a kinyan, the gufa Eved, mechila can't work for that. So the Gemara says, you need your first shechver. Because Eved Ibi gufa kani, it's not just a chov of money, I own the Eved. That's why Nishtashim. Comes the Rashba and says, when the Gemara had the Kasha before, that if it's the case of Shtar means I wrote a Shtar, an IOU, on the money the Eved wrote. A Shtar is Chayvus on the money that's left. In fact, the Rashba, Haynu Kesef, how could that be Kesef? Says the Rashba, you know why it's Kesef? Because the Gemara didn't know yet the yisod of Eved Ivri Gufo Kanui, which is coming later after Gemara establishes what it means. It means shtar. So what is it that you have here? You owe money. The Eved owes money to the Adam in a form of labor. But that he owns the Eved. So after Rashba, if that's what it is, then if he writes a shtar adame, that would be sufficient for priyas chov. Let's look at the words of the Rashba. Yeshlomar, the hashta hu dekar minon hachi. Now we're saying this, that hainu kesef, then IU is kesef. Mishum da'akati lo yadinan de gufo kanui. We haven't gotten to the point that Rabbi says gufo kanui. The eno ela kechov. So what is the Gemara's perspective on Eved Ivri? Wait. He owes money in the form of the labor. Avo maskan de amar Rabba, Eved Ivri gufo kanui. Then, once you take the assumption of Rav Lamaskana, then we wouldn't have to knock down the Kasha Hainu Kesef. Ikasev leshtar adame, then Bechal is nothing. The Kesef ain't kan shtar ain't kan. It's Sarachiyun, he says. Sarachiyun, interesting, at the end, it's Sarachiyun. What does he say? A chiluk between if the Kesef is serving as creating a kinyan, or the Kesef is simply serving as priyas chov. This is an incredible Rashba. You understand the nugget we just read in the Rashba. When the Rashba said you cannot use the shtar as chayvus for kesef, what does that mean? If the kesef is working in what connection? To serve as a kinyan. So, wait, talking about kedushin. Kesef is creating kedushin. Kinikarka, if ever ibi gufo kanui, you couldn't use an IOU for Kinyan Kesef, no doubt about it. because for kinyan kesef it has to be yotzi merishuso, bikanis merishuso, or merishuso as it may be. This idea that it's still connected in some way, you've gotten something in the form of the shtar, but it's still by me. This which you have a right to collect and you're holding on to it, but the actual thing itself is still by me. That's when you're talking about kesef kinyan. To pay a chov, if that's what we thought it was, evidently, then it would be enough to have just a shtar adame. So let me just be masbi this a little bit. The time is very late, but just to hear this very well. And it's a tremendous yisod here in terms of pidyon haben now. Come back to pidyon haben, where we started. Again, we have time to be mairech and bring rayis, but l'chari, there's a lot here that we just brought together. The idea we see in the Rashba is, what was our kasha back before by pidyon haben? The minchas chinuch. The Rashba had a right for pidyon haben that you can't mekadesh an isha with an IOU, the shtar schayes. Why? Because the Torah would only say it's pidyon when you give the money, not when you give the IOU. In fact, in minchas chinuch, you already owe the money. You already owe the money. So what did you add by giving the IOU? The Teretz says you did add something. When you gave the shtar, they got something. They got to have a shtar on that which I owe. And the shtar represents the thing that I owe anyway. Yeah, but you have the shtar now. What's the problem? The problem is that when you want to create a kinyan, kinyan means hakesef kones jekinegdo. I gave you kesef and in return you give me something. When is that shaykh? If the kesef that I gave you is completely cut off from me and given to you. If what you got is still in some way by me, you have something new, but what you have and what it represents is still by me. You have something which is still connected to me, still owed to me, then how could it? I expect something in return now. It hasn't left by me yet. If it leaves me, goes to you, then you have to. Then I get what the kesef should be calling it from me. If it's just a priyas chov, then Lamaisa, you got something new. You have the shtar on that which I owe. I owed before, but now you have the shtar. So how come it doesn't work for pidyon haben? Apparently, it shows that kesef kinyan can only be kesef kinyan if you have, like the Rashba says in Daf Mem Zayin, it leaves my rishus completely and goes to your rishus. Apparently, pidyon haben is what type of a transaction? Not just a priyas chov. If it were priyas chov, then it would be like the Rashba and Tazayin before we knew Evadibri Gufa Kanui. So then, Avaiter, it should work. And the Rashba brought a raya for pidyon haben, that kesef kinyan, and the Rashba wants kesef kinyan, is where it needs to be totally away from me and given over to the other rishus. But apparently there's some kind of chalos kinyan. How you define it has to be obviously worked out. We have a sugya later, the chesef pidyon haben, we'll have to bring it out over there. There is some kind of a kinyan taking place by pidyon haben, and it has to work with the method and the dynamics and the mechanism of kinyan. And to the extent that a kinyan needs what the Rashba establishes for us, that it has to be yotzi mirshuso, v'yachnis mirshusa, be it by kedushin, be it by kinyan karka, be it by pidyon haben. That's what you see. There's no kedushin until you give the kesef midaraisa, and even then midarabanan no kedushin, but a pidyon. I mean, there's no pidyon until you give the kesef. And before that, I gave the IOU, but I gave something. The answer is, for kesef kinyan, it has to be totally divorced from me, bring it brought over to the other rishus. Apparently, that's the yisod that you see in the Rashba. And that's why the Rashba could not conceive of Rashi's pshat over here, because the Rashba saw in the Gemara that by kedushin, it apparently would work. And that's why the Gemara only had to ask the Pasha from pidyon haben and pidyon, I'm sorry, pidyon hegdish. But according to Rashi's pshat, that we're talking about a case of shtar eschaibus, so then it shouldn't work by kedushin either. The Rashba l'shitas of mana enkan mashkan enkan, according to the way he understood that Gemara, and the Rashba had explained that Gemara that basically you got something with the mashkin or with the shtar, but it hasn't yet my rishus, as we see in Daf Mem Zayin in the Rashba, and that's what makes that case different. Were it just to be a priyas chov, not a case of kinyan, it would have been sufficient. That's why the Rashba went to sugya on Daf Tazayin, where Gemara says Hanu Kesef before the Gemara knew that it's a that it's for kanoi. But if you have to create a kinyan, it has to be with the premise that the Rashba is establishing, that has to totally be my reshus, otherwise it's still connected to me, not just by Kedushin, by any Kenyan that it might be. That's what the Rashi apparently saw in Binyan HaBen, which is also a din of Kenyan. Matt, yeah.
Is it possible to read Rashi in our circuit?
Absolutely, that's tomorrow. Absolutely. By both sides. Look at Sefer HaMik, the Makneh has a whole different shot of Rashi. Not only is it a different shot of Rashi, but what emerges from that shot is the exact opposite premise. That Rashi Dafka will hold like the Rashi. In other words, that you cannot use this chayvus for kedusha. It comes out mamish nakotza lakotza, depending how you read Rashi, whether Rashi holds you could or cannot do kedusha with this chayvus. Yeah, we'll have to that's the Rashba, and then if you want to look at the ksos a little bit, what we discussed here, we have to look at the Rashba's pshat also. What is the Rashba's pshat? What is the Maknasi pshat of Rashi? And then the ksos talks about some of these issues as well. Yeah. So the Pinyon HaBen dimension, we did not prove it well enough. I'm just showing you, like, in the Chanam, we need to build a case. It's counterintuitive. Many rays, Pinyon HaBen is pre-scope, right? But yet, there are many indications, Daf Ches as well, and the Sugyos in Chav Tes. This much I think you can take out of this Rashi, but it's not a full picture, but that Pinyon HaBen has a gather of Kenyan to it, and that's what Rashi is similar to everything else that we saw in the Rashi, but you have to analyze it for itself. Okay, those ones that have mincha, here's the condition.